This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Two major Colorado health systems say they're removing universal mask requirements. Here's CPR's John Daly.
UC Health and Denver Health announced the lifting of those requirements starting Wednesday. Denver Health says the move is aligned with other large healthcare institutions in the region. Patients, visitors, and staff with respiratory symptoms like a cough or runny nose, and staff members who are unvaccinated against COVID-19 are still required to wear masks for infection prevention in Denver Health facilities. UC Health cited substantial decreases in COVID-19 and influenza cases as guiding its thinking. Both systems say people are welcome to continue wearing masks in their facilities if they prefer. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser will be taking on double duty as he serves as the interim district attorney in the 22nd Judicial District, which includes Dove Creek and Cortez in the Four Corners region. The previous DA was appointed to Dolores County Court by Governor Jared Polis earlier this month. Weiser will be the district's prosecutor until the governor selects a new DA for the district. Colorado lawmakers are looking into storing carbon in abandoned oil and gas wells. The EPA estimates there could be more than 3 million of those wells nationwide, and many leak climate-warming gases like methane. A proposed bill would commission a study on plugging those wells with biochar, a special charcoal made by burning organic material with little oxygen. If it passes, researchers would need to get a final report back to lawmakers by early next year. Colorado's mountains have more snow today and through the rest of the week, and there's a chance for snow tomorrow along the Front Range. It's windy today around Colorado Springs and across the metro area, with highs today in the 50s and a little cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.